Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to FTC episode 3.
Who was that? I don't know who that was.
We found him on the street.
So, how's it going, guys? Welcome to FTC episode 3. This is Brendan back from career counseling.
Loser.
Shut up, guys.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Todd.
And I'm Brendan. And welcome to FTC.
Man, you got to say your name twice. That ain't fair.
Shut up. Alright, so yo, guys. Kamini isn't here. That little bugger decided to abandon us.
Don't you mean Kamini?
Okay, the guys seem to have a problem because I have an incapability of saying
Kamini. Sounds
like you're
saying something dirty.
Okay. For those of you who made the connection, that was not intended, alright?
Not intended at all, I hope.
Kamini.
Anyway, Kamini, we hate you and your cut.
Yes, exactly.
You're cut from the show.
She gave us no reason why she didn't come. Speaking of which, we're coming to you from John Doe's house.
Don't know where that is, but we do.
It's at my house.
Let's just say it's the rich side of Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Sorry, I had to think about that for a minute.
Yep, we live on the rich side. Yep.
We get to meet the Colonel on a daily basis.
Nice. He did.
I know.
So let's start the show. Todd's been working hard on show notes, so we're going to let him start us off today.
One math period isn't really working hard. But
see, so now it's all the guys, so we won't have to worry about feminine opinions anymore.
Anyway, so the Halo 3 trailer came out.
Bet you can't stick it, Master Chief.
And no one emailed me to say, I forget what quote I made, but I'm like, if you know that movie, email me. No one did.
Okay, guys, Halo 3, the announcement trailer is orgasmic. Okay? Orgasmic. Alright? It is the most amazing thing that ever graced this earth, alright?
What about when Halo 3 comes out?
It will be a huge disappointment. We all know.
Okay,
Halo 2, if it's any relationship to Halo 2 or Bungie, it's going to be a disappointment.
If they make it like Halo 1 story, but Halo 2 multiplayer, then it will be good.
I think it'll be insane.
I know, Halo 1 had the best story. Halo 2, like, cheaped out, and they made it, like, stupid.
Crazy crap going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I think
Did
it was
you
good.
Know that Halo 2 was supposed to have 45 levels, and they cut it down to 15 or 10, whatever it ended up being?
How do you manage to cut out, like, 30 levels?
I don't know.
It's just, you know, this is Mark's idea. He gets these things from his own head, you know?
What they did was going to release them in different packs, and Halo 2, it's actually Halo 3, and potentially Halo 4, like, just
okay.
You know, cut out.
We all have to remember, the final part of any series is going to rock. Especially,
not necessarily.
Especially when it's Halo. Did you even hear the slogan? Finish the fight. 2007. This is the way the world ends. Except, you know, Cortana and the girly voice, so not that. So they're like, this is the way the world ends.
But you know Bungie, it's going to be like 2009.
Probably.
After call.
2027.
Halo 3 is finally here after 45 years.
They have the legal obligation to release it before PS3 does, because that was one of the promises that Microsoft made.
Oh yeah,
so that's the reason.
They wanted to release
the day before.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't they
want
to release it with that PlayStation 3 thing?
I just said.
No,
yeah.
I thought you meant.
Oh no, yeah, you're right.
There you go.
They were never gonna. I don't think. I don't think Bungie would sell it to Sony.
Good lord.
Those losers.
Good lord.
Anyway.
Cough,
cough.
Yeah. So, what do you think, Brendan?
About Halo 3?
About life.
About life. I've been having an interesting past few days, because the guys discussed this a few days ago on the last episode, but I feel, me personally, I have to address this. Whoever was the nerd who thought that we were insulting the Federal Trade Commission or the Feed the Children, you, sir, can go to hell.
Good, you know.
Honestly, the Federal Trade Commission. Now, I love the feds. I think they rock. I love the feds and trade. I think they're totally insane. And I love this idea of commission they've come up with. And feed the children. I'm a child. I'm getting fed. I'm all for that stuff, you know? Like, but so, whoever you are, just realize you've made an enemy today.
4 enemies, actually.
Well, maybe not commonly.
And of course, this is me. We're talking about I'm incapable of hurting anyone. I'm like a grape, so...
Especially being across the country and everything. Kentucky. Nice. It's all way tucked
down
there.
Oh, also, Kennedy's friend left us a comment. And I just... I want to address it because, you guys, he was so right. Canada is not just made of lumberjacks.
Oh, that was Todd's friend.
We have Mounties. And the Mounties rock, man. Rock hard. Don't you love the Mounties?
Oh, yeah. The Mounties. They're awesome. They're good people.
Now,
you know,
see, he's lying. You're a Bush supporter, right?
No,
that's the worst insult we have here in FTC.
And
Bush
unfortunately, supporter. It's my initials, too, right? My initials are bullshit and Bush supporter. I'm
and
in no
polygamous.
Good
mood. No.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, Mormons aren't polygamous. Maybe I mentioned that before on a different
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you did.
But just to clear that up.
Mark, Todd is something that's polygamy. I think it'd be awesome.
No, to go along with that, I don't understand why it's illegal. That doesn't make
more
any
than
sense.
More than one wife. Like, come on. That is a party right there. Honestly, every man's dream.
Yeah, polygamy.
Mark, of course, isn't making any comments.
Yeah.
Because Mark's a total homosexual.
Well, I went out and
total homosexual.
Hey, shut up.
Oh,
Brendan's the true sex addict. I just kind of make it look like it on the site in all the comments.
Yeah. Have sex with us. Shh. I'm joking.
Sweet, sweet love by the fire.
Subliminal messaging. Does that actually work?
Yes,
I don't
it
know.
Does. Read the Bible.
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible.
Comment, people, for the love of God.
Yeah,
please.
Like I think...
Send us money.
Send us $80, we'll give you $75.
Nice, nice. But, yo, has anyone... has there actually ever been a case where it actually worked?
I think, you know, the whole Simpsons episode with the Join the Navy?
Join the Navy! Join the Navy!
I don't think
that
worked. Good
at all. You know, I'm pretty sure a couple people joined the Navy because of it.
Who joined... Why would you join the Navy because of
okay,
Homer Simpson?
Join the Navy.
I don't care what you say. The Navy rocks, man. Okay.
Navy doesn't rock.
The Navy
the
rocks.
Navy
like
is
maybe robbing the deck all day.
Maybe.
What? You're horrible.
Don't do that.
Maybe and you make the thing go crazy, though.
Maybe the Canadian.
It barely went up 2 inches. Oh, God.
Maybe. John Doe's computer isn't the best.
Hey, my computer rocks. Your computer is just freaky deaky Dutch, like cunning.
Like in you with the,
speaking
with the cool
of cunning, you're a little
thing.
Bugger. God.
We hate you.
Do you know what the proper definition of bugger is, by the way?
No, actually, I don't.
It's rapist.
Oh.
It is.
Well, then you're a little rapist, company.
Little bugger.
Go rape someone.
Speaking of rape, is SpongeBob gay?
Yeah! Nice
segue
there.
I've been waiting to talk about this one for so long.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
He is totally gay. Because when I was...
It's not even a discussion.
Back in the day, I used to watch SpongeBob. And there's one episode where he and Patrick, who is a guy, adopted a clam. And SpongeBob pretended to be a mom.
It's nice, wholesome fun, you know? A
wholesome
gay
fun!
Guys adopting a
like,
kid.
Have you heard that guy's laugh? Ha!
I think you got it spot
wow.
on that. You know,
Brian,
you should go back and do that.
And notice how the thing went wild with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rather.
Anyway, so SBK rocks.
Oh, they do. They said in a week or two we'll have the answer to.
Suck up!
Yes! Ask us, everybody.
SBKRadio.net.
Listen to SBK.
I've listened to SBK my whole life. And honestly, it is amazing. It is the best in the world. SBK is better than the internet. That's right.
Even though it's on
the
internet.
Oh, gosh.
Web.
Don't I hate
teachers?
I hate teachers. I do. But you know what sucks?
Mrs.
You know what really sucks?
Jane Doe.
Women can't be priests. That is sexism in
I know.
Every way.
There's so few priests these days. We need more priests, so just let the women do it.
The whole Bible's sexist, so...
What drives you to become a priest?
I don't know. Not having sex, isn't that
what?
Just so appealing?
What force of nature
not
makes
kids,
a person become
you know?
A priest? Like,
they like to make people's lives better.
Yeah, they believe
and they
in
like
God.
To listen to secret stories and put it on internet websites to make money. Oh, what do you mean
this
you killed that man
secret.
And put him in your closet? Oh, I won't tell anyone. Just so you understand that my priest is Polish. Massive.
My priest
1 hour
isn't
long.
Polish.
Mm-hmm. 1 hour long isn't very massive.
Yes.
If you were a Mennonite, It would be like 4 hours long. No, I'm not a Mennonite. Read the Bible, the Catholic Bible.
I think Scientology is starting to look a little bit appealing now at this point, considering it with Catholicism.
Yes, of course it is. Because
you know what the true religion is.
Oh, God.
But Scientology really is the fruit basket of celebrities.
And fruits, quite simply.
Quite simply, yeah.
That's our new definition of Scientology. We'll put that in the dictionary. Scientology, the celebrity fruit basket of fruits. All right?
But
let's consider the members. I'm just going to go with the top dog here.
Tom Cruise.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Which is dead. Who is dead?
And Todd, I think he mentioned this one. He was a science fiction officer.
People
walked
into him.
Open the sky and Schnell! Little Nazi moment there. But,
no kidding.
But, and the guy, apparently he did it on a dare, too. So let's go another level down.
Tom Cruise. Dot, dot, dot.
I think we can safely say that's 10 levels down from a piece of crap on the floor.
Exactly. The dirty
that someone vomited on and spat on.
Apparently, Mission Impossible 3 is totally failing
in
the box
office. 2 thumbs way down. I haven't seen it, but...
But I'm loving that. He's finally getting what he deserves. I really think that.
On the topic of movies, though, Da Vinci Code.
Oh, this one had to come up. Guys, I've read the Da Vinci Code a million times. I'm its biggest fan. I am its biggest fan, and I'm really tempted to ruin the story for you right now.
I thought it was all, like, a copyright issue there, because someone did the same book earlier, and apparently the author, his name.
Yeah, apparently. Brown comes from everyone.
Well, I mean, you can say that about anyone.
I love the concept. Jesus is not a virgin. Oh my God! I'm loving it.
Never said he wasn't a virgin in the Bible.
No,
that's the Bible. We're talking about the Da Vinci Code.
I know, but...
They'll never say he's... Oh, I see what
you're implied. Saying. It's implied. He's a good Catholic boy.
So
Catholic boy.
Jewish, I mean.
Jewish.
Yeah, we want to think he's Catholic.
Then
like
again...
I was saying copyright. Harry Potter, it's like, oh, I wrote a book about a wizard once, so I think she stole the idea off
Last episode, you guys not only dissed me, but you have the gall to insult Stephen Harper.
Stephen Harper?
I put my foot
like
down,
that,
sir.
Guy?
Honestly, I'm not, like, pro-conservative, but I think he's actually doing an okay job.
He's doing a terrible job.
But just think about it for 2 seconds.
He lowered the taxes liberals... by 1%.
That's...
How stupid
is that? Do you
know how
much that adds up?
Do you know how stupid that is? Because it's harder to calculate 14% than 15%.
But
this
you're spending
exact
less
thing.
Money, and it
Who
adds
cares?
Up considering how much GST
no,
you
instead
spend.
Instead of going to the dollar store and paying $1.15, we're paying $1.14.
What it the only people it really helps is the people who are spending a lot of money, which
know,
you know
which
is the rich people
in the rich side of Kentucky.
Right here.
You're a bastard.
Shut up. Oh Lord.
Anyway.
We let way too many people into Canada.
No, we don't. We don't
yes,
let her not.
Do.
We should have more.
Okay, you want to hear a statistic? You want to hear this? In a few years, Toronto's workforce will be composed 50% of immigrants.
Who cares?
What
do you have against immigrants?
That's 50%
anyway.
Of our
all
jobs.
The way here in Kentucky. Who cares about Toronto?
Right, Kentucky, of course. What's a city in Kentucky where we live?
Albuquerque.
Right, we're in Albuquerque. downtown Albuquerque, the
Is
rich
that
part of
even,
town.
It doesn't sound like it flows. Albuquerque, Kentucky. We should look that up after the show.
Oh,
anyway.
For I am the mayor of Albuquerque.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Anyhow.
Anyway, speaking of completely non-related to the topic at all.
Nice, nice.
Exactly.
My teacher today, well, a few days ago, said pentagram instead of pentagon.
And that's just stupid.
Is this Bear? I mean John Doe. Is it John Doe?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It was Jane Doe.
Oh.
You know, big Jane Doe.
All right, Jane Doe.
Yes, Jane Doe.
Anyway.
Of course.
You know, she's just sitting there in math. She's like, okay, everybody, look at my pentagram that I drew. I mean, pentagon. I'm just
show...
like, the power of Christ compels you.
What if
the
show
the
ever
water.
Became so popular that it was just like the thing that everyone listened to, and these people listen to the old episodes like, oh my God, they were making fun of me.
Oh,
we're
gosh.
Never going to be popular.
No, not that much. Yeah.
Please watch the show. Please. I'm begging you.
Comment. And we even put our comment line. I'll have to add the comment, the audio comment that we got.
But seriously, here at FTC...
Did we get another one?
Yeah.
Here at FTC, we are sexy. Like, I hate to sound cocky. This is just who I am, right? Rich party town. But, I was about to say I am. We are sexy, you know? And it
sexy
works out that way.
Sullivan.
Oh, God.
Laura, go home. We're banning your IP.
You know what? just to get back at the world, to show how stupid everyone is about religions with this Scientology crap, we should make a new religion.
FTCologies.
No.
We believe in everything that the Catholic Church does, but we're going to call it something.
We're going to make a religion called Sexology. And I think we all know how we're going to worship in that religion. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, go to church orgy.
Nice.
Church orgy.
Guys, I got another big conspiracy theory a few days ago. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, that was one of my top there.
You're all going to be blown away. Are you ready for this?
No.
Hitler is still alive.
George Bush pre-planned the Iraq invasion.
No kidding.
He...
Thank you, Brendan.
Yeah, no, not that way. No, he signed a document. This is way before 9/11 and stuff like that and blah, blah, blah. He pre-signed a document with Tony Blair that set the specific date for the Iraq invasion.
No kidding. He thought about it before he did it.
Yeah.
You know, he said, oh, we're going to start on
I thought there might have been a debate there, but apparently
unless
not.
Unless it was like 2 years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, first time ever on the show, somebody agrees with me. It's a miracle.
Yeah, no kidding. There was also this kind of weird conspiracy video about 9/11 that it was all just like planned because that day, there was just, like, thousands of tests where the exact same thing was happening, and then it just so happened that it actually was happening. Like, they're like, is this a test? It's like, no, it's actually happening.
Just because the British came over. Chip, chip, chidio. Yes.
Not the British, well, yeah. Osama.
Anyway, Mark, continue on.
That's basically what I was going to say. Like, okay. They were doing tests for big disasters and stuff, so they're like, you know, they were radioing each other all day about all these tests. So,
oh,
you know.
Very nice.
Very clever.
On the topic of conspiracy theories,
we love these,
and
don't
stuff
we?
Out there.
Nice.
How about aliens?
Ooh,
every weird radio show.
I am from Mars. Ah.
Every weird radio show needs a topic on aliens.
We
pretty
do.
Much.
Here's what I think. There are aliens, but
named
but they're gonna come, invade us, and enslave our race to make Winkies for them.
Winkies?
Or
are they Twinkies?
They're Twinkies.
They're
extremely dumb, man.
Shut up, guys.
Twinkies
are
the only thing that
Twinkies
can survive through the nuclear war.
Yeah.
I just like that. No, cockroaches and Twinkies.
Yes.
What
that was
our
Family Guy.
Plagiarism.
One more time.
This is a topic. It's like saying,
oh,
saying hello is plagiarism.
It is.
Shut up.
Bush said
shh,
it.
Shh. You didn't hear that.
Speaking of George Bush.
Speaking of Bill Clinton.
Speaking of American presidents.
Okay, let me
Okay.
Okay. This was something in the paper that the Venezuelan president said about George Bush. He said, Hitler is like a suckling baby next to George Bush, fat asshole.
Yeah, I can't believe some of these people said this. It's like,
how do you do a Venezuelan accent?
I don't know.
No, we love you a long time. So imagining it was a Middle Eastern
it's
accent.
Like,
it's not
Chinese,
there.
Imagining it was a Middle Eastern accent, it would be kind of like, how to say it, like, Hitler is suckling baby next to George Bush.
That's Russian.
Okay, I don't know Venezuelan, so I'm just taking
in
whatever
Soviet
accent
Russia.
In Soviet Russia.
Indeed. Quite right.
Has anybody ever been to a communist country here?
No.
Oh, no.
Unless
have
you?
Cuba.
Cuba! We can go to Cuba and the Americans can't. Do you know how much I love
unless
that fact?
Unless you can consider Canada a communist country.
Like, I bathe in
which
that fact.
Which is not.
Yeah, which is not, Mark.
So
but I bathe in that fact
we're,
every
we're,
morning.
We're going to the podcasting expo next year. We're really not. I'm just joking around. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be really
Mark's,
sweet if we were.
Mark's too pathetic.
It's like, screw school, we're going to L.A.
L.A.? Ooh, I want to see Los Angeles.
I don't.
The
America's
city
gay.
Of angels.
It's really dirty.
America
is
really
dirty. It is very
I
want dirty.
To see Kentucky a bit more, even though we live there.
Oh, yeah, we live here. In Albuquerque. Kirky. Right. Indeed.
Yep. So, how about that
Mets.
Crazy Mets?
No, oh, my God. Okay, I don't know why you guys have something against the conservative budget. I really think it's okay.
Because 14% is so much nicer than 15%.
It is.
We weren't even supposed to have, what was it, GSG or PSD, one of the two, But, you know, it was supposed to be for the war.
You know what I have always wanted to go through?
What the hell were they thinking?
This is what I've always wanted to do on this show. I want to actually go through every doomsday possibility that we currently have today. From the top. Ready? Nuclear war. Right, guys? All right?
Indeed.
Ozone layer leaving. Mm-hmm. Asteroid ramming into us. Mm-hmm. No more water. Mm-hmm. All the animals going extinct. Mm-hmm. Polar ice caps melting.
Energy shortage.
Gas energy shortage.
Going up, you know.
That's seven. All right. How many more do we have? We have
the George Bush being a
George Bush, right? China invading, right?
That's God, North Korea is going to get nukes in like 5 years.
What?
Okay. Unless they already have.
Now
them.
You're scaring me.
They probably do.
But don't worry. We live in Albuquerque. They'll target some other place other than Albuquerque.
But you know. Walmart taking over, that is a big doomsday.
Walmart, God.
All these giant conglomerates in the world. Microsoft.
Where'd you get a tank, Walmart? You can get anything at Walmart nowadays.
Speaking of guns and stuff like that, did you know in Texas it's legal to buy any gun? Any gun.
Like,
as far as I can tell.
It's like,
you know,
where's the child's gun section?
For the first time ever, we are now giving a 50% discount on nuclear missiles.
Although, let's make a little guarantee here. If someone, if five people call our audio comment line, I'll give you all guns.
Alrighty. Let's hope that the saying that on the show doesn't count as a verbal contract. Let's hope.
I have a feeling it's not legally binding here.
Okay.
But
close
anyway,
one.
It's like you go to bed at night and you put your rocket launcher underneath your pillow.
Exactly. Like, Robert! Massive explosion.
Like, it was just your grandpa. Crap.
Every child in America will receive 3 nuclear missiles. It's gonna work.
Speaking of fighting, just right at our school between Jane Doe and Jane Doe.
And Jane Doe the second.
Wow.
That's awkward.
Time. That's awkward. Indeed.
We had a bit of a nano-man moment. I'm going to walk away for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Anyway.
Speaking of speaking directly into the microphone.
About that.
Let's keep doing it.
Yes, please do.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm back. Getting in that homosexual moment out.
And we can stop saying speaking of which.
Speaking of which.
I love that phrase.
I heard a story about the one school in my village, technically.
Yes, this little village of
Kentucky.
Petunia.
It was in Kentucky.
The little tower of Petunia.
A person got suspended for gluing a quarter to the ground.
Wow.
Okay, is that the whole story?
No, there's more.
Okay, tell us the whole story.
That's part of the story.
The simplified thing, there's usually something else in there.
Yeah, it's like, and then they shot 1,000 people.
Well, there was that second before where they shot someone.
Okay, there's more. Shut up and listen.
Okay,
anyway,
fine.
He got suspended for gluing a quarter to the ground, and a person at another school brought a knife to school and threatened some kid, but he didn't get suspended.
Wow, that's awkward.
What am I saying? Why do you get suspended for gluing a quarter to the ground?
I'm gonna tell you why you can't glue a quarter to the ground.
Who cares?
By gluing a quarter to the ground, you are hurting the economy.
No, that quarter isn't in circulation.
That quarter
anymore.
Is no longer in circulation, which means it no longer counts towards the Canadian dollar.
Do you guys
dollar.
Have one of those breast cancer quarters? I mean,
breast cancer? Like, yeah. Where there's a giant nipple on it?
Okay. It has a little picture on
it. Thank God Company isn't
here. It has a pink ribbon.
Or else she would probably hit me right now. I'll do it for her. All right. Speaking of Company, since we know she's going to listen to this episode, we might as well bring out the disses, okay?
We hate you.
Go die. I'm joking.
Burn
I'm not
hell.
That mean. But honestly, Company, we've lost all faith
Drop
at you.
Drop dead.
We've lost all faith at you here at FTC. Notice that we say here at FTC, not including you.
You're not here with
Jerk.
Us. Here without you.
Pointing at the screen really helps emphasize, Brendan.
I need to make hand movements. Yeah. Unless
it doesn't
I don't
matter if anyone can say it. It adds more emphasis to what you're saying.
Speaking of saying...
Oh, God.
You know how, like, Mike spelled Mike, M-I-C?
Because it's a microphone.
Why the hell is it spelled... It should be spelled, like, the name, M-I-K-E.
Why?
Because that means a name.
Because
you're
Mike...
You're making fun of me
because
I said
you
it's
call,
not M-I-K-E-R-O.
You call a Mike if you're naming your Mike. It's kind of like, hey, Mike. How are you?
You're an idiot.
Okay, we're talking about short form for microphone, so it's M-I-C.
M-I-C.
Because it's spelled M-I-C-R-O.
Phone. I know.
But it's not M-I-K-E-R-O.
I know.
I don't make up things.
Microphone.
Thank you.
Mike
let
is just
me
a short
finish.
Form of Michael. They don't spell it M-I-C.
It would be pronounced Mick. M-I-C would be pronounced Mick.
I guess it would.
Because we're talking about a microphone.
If you use the Queen's English instead of American English.
We're talking about Mickey. Mickey Johnson.
Topic closed.
Topic closed. Okay.
Just leave it at that. It's Mike. M-I-C.
Right, yeah.
Yep, yep, cheerio, chap. I was supposed to be on this big Ben 2
o'clock. Indeed, yes,
we'd
like some tea. Yes, yes, one. Chip, 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 yeah.
It's like it's gonna rain. Rain.
Okay, funniest Todd moment, alright? We had the funniest Todd moment, okay? We went on the bus to come to my house. I mean, John Doe's house. And Todd was so excited because he got to go on a city bus.
Again.
Aww. Yeah. The innocent little farm people. Ow! Todd, don't do that.
You bastard.
That was no need for profanity.
Speaking.
No profanity indeed.
Speaking of. Because I like to say speaking of.
Speaking
of which.
Never mind.
Speaking of.
It's like, forget about that. I was going to talk about the downsizing of the global economy.
Instead of that crap, this is a good time for the Halo theme song. Ah. Ah.
Okay, hey, that's
could
enough.
Be verging on screaming into the mic.
Ah!
Well, yeah, cool. It definitely is.
Yeah, definitely.
Just so everyone understands what's going on, as we're recording, there's a sound wave going on the computer. First time we did this, I made a penis with the sound. It was rather...
Oh, it works better with my computer because it picks it up.
So much fun.
Anyway, I have a little experiment that I would like to conduct someday, which would be extremely illegal.
I'd love to be your guinea pig.
No.
Not in that way.
This is...
Shut up, John.
I must say, this is...
Ew! Oh, wait, stop. Mano moment. I'm going to back off for 5 seconds here.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, this plan would be extremely sickening to most people, probably. But I think it would be good to learn about, like, the atheist theory for human history. If you just had, like, a...
Atheists don't believe in anything. I thought they believed in reincarnation, you know? Not reincarnation,
no.
Like, when you die, you become something else.
No.
Atheists don't believe in anything.
No, the, like, creation...
Like when I die, I could become that desk there.
You know, like, caveman, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
That's what they believe in?
Darwin?
Well, if you put...
Darwin! What a name.
Put a newborn baby, you know, with a mother to care for him until he's old enough, but they're in, like, a conservation area, and they can't see any technology, and see how they react, and see how they talk,
it's
and things like that.
That's interesting. That is an interesting concept.
Can't you just look at the Mennonites, you know?
Like, would they be like,
if anyone's read The Lord of the Flies, then that experiment's already been done, and the result is cannibalism.
No.
And that's not
a good
thing. I mean, like, no, like, normal English, like, not automatically, like, good English, but since their parents are speaking English.
No, their parents wouldn't speak English.
What would they speak?
They wouldn't speak anything.
Well, they'd learn what their parents are speaking.
They wouldn't speak any... It's like...
They never talk to each other? Now, that's a broken home.
No technology or anything. Like, just, like, for, like, the whole caveman thing. You're, like, recreating a caveman.
So you basically put an innocent little baby there to, die?
Yes. Basically.
Sure. So, yo, homies.
So, that probably won't last too well, you know?
We be chilling in Bruges. Apparently.
What?
Bruges, by the way, is the capital of the... Is it Dutchland?
Dutchland?
Germany? Or
oh, Deutschland! Right!
Deutschland?
Forgot that
Deutschland!
Okay, I'm just gonna come out and say this. Whoever was the idiot who came out with the nickname Deutschland for Germany, you, sir, are a fag.
No, you deserve a handshake.
A handshake? It was probably Hitler. Yeah. We shall call our land!
Because he hated
Deutschland.
All
his
because Hitler sounds like a Russian. Is that the only voice you can do?
Schnell! Loving that.
Alright. So, here's another conservation area theory, plan,
right.
Which also wouldn't work.
You're way too much of an environmentalist.
No, this would stop AIDS for all those people out there who were worrying about AIDS. Put all the people Brendan, thank you. You put all the people who have AIDS into a conservation area.
And they're
allowed to have sex together because you know they already have AIDS, so it doesn't
matter. I'm liking
this
idea.
And then you know they eventually all die off.
What's with you in conservation areas?
Well, we can't let them in the outside world. Think of what they could do.
You're sentencing me to death with a bunch of nerds, okay?
So basically you're putting them in a ghetto. That's what Hitler did with the Jews. Basically.
Yes, I know. But my name isn't
AIDS
Hitler.
AIDS Holocaust. You're horrible, Todd.
Yeah, you are pretty.
Todd
are a little thing I like to call diseases.
Okay, that was...
doing the Nazi salute with a little T. So it'd be kind of like, schnell, Todd, you know?
I mean, not all people with AIDS die, obviously. So,
they kind of do, Mark.
Actually.
Force them all to die, I mean, like, together.
Mm. Well, since they are already going to die, well, I guess we could kind of do
that. It would
cure
AIDS.
Some people with AIDS live a lot longer than...
But it's against human ethics, set down by the Bible. By the way, just pointing out the blame here.
I'm pretty sure the Bible says somewhere about not using, like, antibiotics or drugs or anything like that.
So we can go to the Bible and other things. Thou shalt not kill. Ah, screw that. Forget about
you
that
You know
one.
What I read in religion class?
Hit me.
It said,
not physically, but hit me. Ah! Oh, God! Oh, God, that hurt. Okay.
Anyway.
It's a running joke with anyone playing in a blackjack whenever you say hit me.
Yo.
What the hell was
I gotta walk that one off, guys. Give me a sec.
You were saying something, but you read something in religion
class. Oh, yeah, in religion class. I read that thou shalt not kill is, like, stands except for, like, wars and stuff or accidents. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It shouldn't be war. We should be advocating
Again,
peace.
We must all realize the Bible was made by a bunch of men
war,
in a
what
sweaty
is it
room
good for?
Trying to figure out how they could run their people and kill them.
Similar to FTC Radio.
Indeed. Quite right. My room is small and sweaty. I mean, John's Doe's room. I have a bit of a speech problem.
Impediment.
Thank you for that word. Impediment.
Impediment.
Today's word. Impediment.
Impediment.
Today's word. Curvature.
Yeah, love that word. Curvature.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's a great word? Like, and if this word was a woman, I would make love to it. Mississippi.
Mississippi
just rolls off the tongue like a river.
I'm sure there's people named
Mississippi
if you want to go do them.
Speaking of things that roll off the tongue.
Oh, God. We really have to tone down the speaking of things.
Yes, I'm sure. Things that roll off the tongue. Prostitutes in Holland. It's legal. Legal?
Prostitution,
what?
Yeah.
Prostitution.
You're not serious.
No, prostitution and marijuana are legal.
Mom, get us a one-way ticket to Holland. What do you mean, Mom? I mean, John Doe.
Jane Doe.
John.
Is Todd in here?
I have two guy dads. Okay, no, I don't. That was a lie. That was a joke. It's not true.
Your parents are listening to the show.
Anyway.
Indeed.
Indubitably old chap.
Yes. What, right?
Sorry, everybody.
I'm looking at one of the best British books ever made by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, an ancient ancestor of Katie Holmes. Who, by the way, I have lost all faith in. Katie Holmes is the most horrible person in the world. You want to know why? Because she married and was impregnated by the most horrible person in the world, Tom Cruise.
And she lives on the rich side of Hollywood.
And
so
honestly, I didn't mind her. Like, it's not like I liked her, just I didn't mind her presence. You know, like some people you hate just even seeing their face. It's not like I enjoyed
Press
her presence,
talk.
But just she's there, all right. But now I can't stand her at all.
Nobody can.
What do you think of Katie Holmes? Like, don't you just hate her for doing that?
You know what?
Oh, and by the way, thanks, Tom Cruise, for ruining a perfectly good virgin. We all appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, because I'm sure she's a virgin.
Not now.
Horrible.
Maybe 20 years ago when she was 7.
Indubitably.
I don't know.
That's kind of
those
sick.
Crazy
Ew,
people in Hollywood.
You're sick. Mark has the most horrible fantasies.
I didn't say fantasy.
So completely off the topic of sexuality.
As always.
I like to branch away from some of the more awkward things. I'm not sure why I made the quotation marks with my fingers.
Air quotes.
Radio.
But,
old chap.
Back on the Master Chief in Halo, what I never understood is
he can't stick.
bet you can't stick it, Master Chief.
You're on.
Anyway. This is where a pop filter comes into handy. That's what she was doing. Bet you can't stick it.
Okay, I want. Can I try it just once? Can I get in there and just try this
fine,
once? Really
fine.
Ready?
Bet you can't stick it, Master Chief.
Thank you.
I felt that necessary.
Think, yeah, that it makes you sound so much nicer.
Indeed.
Anyway. Right. If he can flip a tank, which he can in the game...
That's hilarious. I love doing that. I'll well, flip not, my own tank just to flip it again.
Not a tank. He can flip a warthog. You can't flip a
no,
tank.
No, he can flip a tank. When
a
your
tank?
Tank? When your tank's flipped over, he can flip the tank.
When does your tank
it's so easy,
over?
He doesn't even move his arm. Like, just like the force of his mind, and it flips over.
My tank's never flipped over. I mean, warthog all the time.
Yeah, because your Master good. Chief is weak, because it gains from you.
It doesn't
buddy.
Flip over.
Yes,
I'm
it
saying.
Does. You can flip... the tanks over. Anyway,
saying he can't
when it's rammed
over,
by a Covenant cruiser.
Covenant if cruisers, you flip a tank, if you can flip it back over, why in God's name can't you hold an SMG steady?
That's a good point.
It's because all guns.
What does SMG stand for anyway?
Submachine gun.
Ah, thank you.
Didn't know
I don't know any military terms.
Yes, I'm a gun-toting maniac.
Right.
If
you
should,
you do not want to get involved with Todd in a dark alley by a paintball arena.
Pew, 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 pew.
Die! Boop, 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 boop.
Yes, of course.
Do you even have Xbox, Brendan?
No, I don't.
I see a GameCube.
I have a GameCube.
Crappiest system possibly on Earth.
Okay, I personally enjoy Nintendo.
Xbox.
That's just me personally.
I like the N64. I like some of the games that crossed over from the N64, but the GameCube, no.
Like Perfect Dark, except it's terrible.
Like Super Mario on the DS, classic game, but you know, I like nothing against the DS.
Rightio.
I just don't like the GameCube.
I don't like the DS. My sister, I mean, Dando, right? She...
Because we can't say sister, because that would mean someone could track them down and rape them.
Okay.
I know I will.
Just in case anyone's planning that. Okay. I just got that, and I hate you so much right now.
Yeah, Brendan,
I'm Jenner. Honestly just like...
That sounds so real.
Yes.
Indeed it does.
Indubitably.
What, right?
Anyway, please go on.
So, what was I saying? I forgot.
You don't like the DS or something.
I don't like the DS because it's so annoying to use. Like, it's honestly a miniature computer.
You have to get used to it. It's a acquired taste.
But honestly, the Game Boy was so easy to use. Like, I could hold it with one hand and beat Paper Mario.
Paper Mario?
I think there was. Wasn't there?
Not for the Game Boy, I don't think.
Okay, maybe that's just my GameCube mind at work.
GameCube. I remember that for N64, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so, Tom Cruise, your child molester. Yes, I know your secret.
Oh, yeah.
Just thought
Todd
I'd get that in there.
Todd was one of your, spawn.
Ew! Todd, you were born from Tom Cruise?
No.
That's why I said we're
sorry,
the,
buddy, I have to do this again.
That's why I said we're the spawn of, crack babies on Ritalin.
Right. I'm not, though. Did what? You steal that?
No.
He stole a lot of his one-liners, apparently.
I didn't steal that, though.
Apparently.
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 Indeed.
Yeah.
Indubitably.
Speaking of one-liners, which this is not related in any way, shape, or form.
As usual.
As usual.
That's why we're random. We're retarded, and we're politically incorrect.
Yep.
Yes.
Good night,
excellent. You know how the American minimum wage is like 5.25 or something?
Yeah. I don't know anything about the Americans.
And the
I actually don't.
And the Canadian minimum wage is like 7.50.
I don't know anything about the Canadians.
I think it might
doesn't that mean we're making more money minimum wage
no,
anyway?
The conversion, remember that, Todd.
Yeah, I know, but the Canadian dollar's 90 cents.
Now it is.
91
okay,
cents.
Todd, this is the Americans we're talking about. They never go minimum,
it's because
okay?
It doesn't matter about the conversion, but their things are
whether it's in
cheaper.
War or women or
yeah,
their money,
true.
They never go minimum.
Because they've set the prices to what, you know, they want it to be. It doesn't matter if it's the same. If they're
fine,
close.
I'm wrong. Kiss my ass.
Todd's wrong.
See yes.
The moment there.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm wrong. And Mark's sorry he screwed up the player.
Player? Oh, yeah. It made it sound like chipmunk. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to try
Mark's
that again this episode.
Mom, I mean, Jane Doe, didn't let us go to Mark's house. I mean, okay, you know what? Mark's house today. That hurt my feelings.
He's like,
aww. And so I'm going to try not having an emotional response to that.
Brandon's house.
Okay.
I
just wanted
Jane Doe's house. John Doe's house.
Right.
I just wanted to get out there that America, for all you American listeners, if I was president of your country, I'd launch all your ICBMs.
At Canada!
But the hatch is closed.
Oh, dear. That's a little awkward. Please keep listening to us. The opinions of Todd do not, in fact, reflect upon the images or the opinions of FTC Radio as a whole.
I'm pretty sure that goes for everybody. Yeah, we're each our own opinionated people.
And they slowly combine into one random opinion.
That's how we get some of these lawsuits on our hands.
Right. Yep. Oh, I think we got a call from Tom Cruise. Oh dear. There's another one.
Tom Cruise, okay. George Bush, Bill Gates.
Tom
Bill
Cruise,
Clinton,
please stop calling, Brandon, okay?
Tom, we know you like us a lot, but buddy, you're married. Calm
down.
Just
back here listing off all the lawsuits.
Oh, God.
Anyway, on the topic of bombs.
Again, completely unrelated.
Well, that was kind of related to the ICBM.
Whatever,
not completely unrelated.
Again, random
if you
crap.
Had one nuclear bomb, what would you do with it?
What would I do with one nuclear bomb? I would take that nuclear bomb, I would go walk up into the Prime Minister's office, and I would wave it in his face and be like, ooh, look at me, I've got a nuclear bomb, and your government doesn't. Ooh, I'm so special, I'm going to send it off, you know. Boom! No, I wouldn't do that, I love Canada. If I had a nuclear bomb, I would take a walk in the park with it, just to show it off to people. What? I think that'd be fun. Just walking in the park with a nuclear bomb, everybody staring at you like, please don't set that off. We all appreciate that.
The Mounties just come up, they're like, please, can you not please, yeah.
Please don't play with the nuclear bomb, sir.
Mark, what would you do?
I don't know. I'd probably sell it to the Americans, get a lot of money off it.
What? Don't ever sell Americans. But you know what?
Doesn't
matter. Doesn't matter. Because on FTC, Mark's opinion doesn't matter. You know? Exactly.
I think they'd pay top dollar for my nuclear bomb.
I'd pay top dollar for your mom.
I'd ensure it was made by the finest Chinese slaves.
Chinese slaves, you racist.
Immigrants.
Again,
you know.
Does not reflect
anyway,
on FTC.
What I would do, being as how mine's the opinion that really matters.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, John.
Yeah, right.
I'd split the nuclear mass there into four different sections and, you know, just enough for a big bomb.
Oh,
but not
a
nuclear
bomb. We all know what that means.
Now I have four.
Bet you can't stick it.
Four medium bombs and I'd hit Mr. Harper.
Jerk.
I'd hit Mr. Bush.
Good job.
And I'd hit, you know, North Korea.
Don't
and
help. Russia. How about Russia?
No, the Russians are in a bad enough place.
Vlad! I am Vlad Putin.
Where else would I hit?
Who Please
do
don't I, hit France.
Let's just
Who
look
do
at
I,
all these flags.
Oh, yeah, you're reminded. And I'd hit France.
Oh, my God! Ah! No, I won't do that again. Okay, guys, I have a pre-obsession with France. I don't think we've ever gotten through this. It's the most amazing country in the world. And
queers.
You can't deny that.
Queers.
What
queers.
Did you just say?
Yeah, they are.
Maybe I will beat you, not with the cheesy sound effects.
Anyway, France.
Anywho.
I have this little saying that I plagiarized from somewhere that I'd like to tell you about France.
Oh, yeah? Really?
If you're in a war, wouldn't you rather have a German division in front of you than a French division behind you?
I'm confused.
Fighting Germans instead of having the French... Behind you.
To shoot our backs?
Behind, yeah.
Oh! The penguins! Okay, that was
interesting.
Okay.
That's Brendan's penguin orgasm for everybody out there. I hope you enjoyed it.
Wow, I probably destroyed my reputation as a good person.
Here's another question I'd like to ask you and you people out there.
To be nice to the audience, Don.
If you had a chance to assassinate Hitler, and it would have stopped the war, right? But if you killed him, you would go to hell. Would you do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
An eternity in the worst place in the world.
France.
Or 50 minutes.
Eternity in France.
I hate you!
I don't know. If God didn't want me to save 11 million people, I guess there weren't that many people,
well,
so I'd say no.
Bet you can't stick it, Hitler.
Okay, that's enough. But,
that's my
I
honest
also...
opinion. I mean, I'm saving 11 million people, and I'm killing one
50
person. 50
million.
I'm sure if... It wasn't 50 million, right?
No, we can't forget the chicken flu.
Oh, yeah.
What the
I'm
hell
talking
are
about
you
Jewish people.
Yeah, we're talking about
Jews. A lot of other people. I know most people who died in World War II were Jewish people, but that doesn't mean we have to go and forget that a lot of other people died, alright?
Yeah, but it's all counted in the 11 million.
I'm not sure if it is.
I don't think it is, actually. 50 million. I'm just thinking about that 11 million Jews.
50 million is the number. You have to trust me on this
one,
guys.
I can guarantee it's not 50 million.
And this is like, after. This is a post-World War II as well.
Yeah. That's when all the started happening. Then
please
you got
don't make
the
penguin thing again.
Baby boomers in there.
I think we've
there.
All survived that one once. It may not happen again.
You know what? How'd the second show go? I haven't even listened to it yet.
I'm not actually sure. Speaking of shows, though, we're coming up on the 45-minute mark.
So we are.
Sounds like a good
time to sign off.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. If you want to send comments, radio at ftcradio.net or call us 1-347. 428-5403, I'm pretty sure.
nice.
If you call that number and get some random person in New York, don't blame me. Yeah,
not
actually.
New York.
Yeah,
New York.
347 is everything in New York except Manhattan, apparently. So, you know.
Talk too fast.
If you're local to New York, there you go. 347. It's pretty
and
sexy.
And now time for the sign off. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are too sexy for our shirts.
This voicemail was brought to you by Intermedia.net, the leader in Microsoft Exchange and web hosting for businesses worldwide.
Yo, it's Chris from tomorrowscoffee.com. I just wanted to leave you a comment, maybe in the first one, maybe in the last one, but I'm from tomorrowscoffee.com. And I just want to say, Mark, you are a better podcaster than your older brother. He sucks horribly, and you're way better. So I just wanted to tell you that. Love the show. Keep it up. Check out my show at tomorrowscoffee.com. Later. What's up, Mark? Yo, I want my fucking virtual handshake. I just copied Kenny there. Yo, are you going to put me on the air or what, man? Because I'm not calling for nothing. I don't want to fucking say hi to you. I never want to fucking say hi to you, man. I just want you to put me on the fucking air. So if you play this on the air, I might actually listen to your radio station. And are you going to pay me for that logo I made? Because, you owe me like $10, buddy. I don't do shit for free. Peace out.
Hey, okay, sir. I'm from the Get My Mother House Foundation. We're a terrible organization bent on getting my mother out of my house. If you would like to make a donation, we would be very pleased. If you would like, you could send all money to 123 Fake Street on New York Ave in New York, New York. Other than that, you could mail all other money to 76 First Avenue. Please send it via mail or check order, please. If not, you can take that money, buy a better radio server. Let's see what else. You could also shove it up Mark's ass because he's a Jew. All right, how's it going, you communists? Anyways, nice show, considering the one I'm listening to sounds like you guys are. Anyways, play this comment in the air, or I will kill Mark. And that's not a threat. Yeah, anyways, bye.
Next thing I know,